Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Socratic Cinema Podcast. My name is James DeLicio.
I'm Hallie Phillips.
I'm Casey Clark.
And I'm Charlie Heatherly.
And today, we are doing something a little bit different. For your entertainment today, we are going to be playing the one and only Big Movie Quiz Trivia Game.
Ooh!
Fun.
Today, it's a Socratic Cinema Game Show, so play along at home. Basically, how it's going to work is... we have some cards here with movie trivia questions, courtesy of Big Movie Quiz, not sponsored.
Maybe.
Would like to be.
Yeah.
Sponsor us, Big Movie Quiz. And we're basically going to take turns drawing a card and asking the question, and the rest of the hosts on the show will have to buzz in their answer, like Family Feud or something. They're going to have to buzz in their answer. If it's right, they get a point. If it's wrong, they do not. Pretty straightforward movie trivia. Feel free to play along at home. We all have unique buzzer sounds for this, so why don't we all go around and tell the viewers what our buzzer sounds are and go ahead and play them. I am going with the bruh. Hello. My button stopped working! My button broke.
Uh-oh.
There we go. That's my sound, is bruh.
Perfect, beautiful.
Hallie?
Mine is the Metal Gear Solid Alert sound.
Beautiful.
Classic.
Mine is the Law and Order dum dum.
Oh.
Yeah, sometimes you have to reload the page. It's kind of finicky.
We'll get it, guys.
Okay. Just keep your phones alert. Like, keep them in your hand so they don't turn off. Beautiful. Charlie?
And mine's the Chewbacca noise.
Beautiful. I wonder if you can even hear that. Try it again.
Here, right here.
Yeah, we got it.
Don't worry, I'll just hold my... I'm using my laptop and not my phone, so I'm just going to hold it right next to my...
Yeah, or try and, like, make sure your thing doesn't... It seems like when it turns off, that's when it resets. So try and, I guess, just, like, keep your phones handy. But I'll go ahead and draw the first card. Is everyone ready? This category of the Big Movie Quiz is called Action Movies. And here's question number one. In which of the Bourne movies does Matt Damon not appear as Jason Bourne?
None of them.
Is anyone gonna buzz in an answer?
None of the above.
Wrong.
He doesn't appear as Jason Bourne.
In the Bourne Legacy, Matt Damon does not appear as Jason Bourne. Apparently,
who's Bourne?
The other one was a really like easy question, so I wasn't gonna give you guys that.
We've never seen the Bourne.
I don't know. I've seen a Bourne movie. All right,
I think the only Bourne movie I've seen is Bourne Legacy.
All right, Charlie.
Okay, like, everyone. The question is, this one's a little easy, but the other one you guys wouldn't know. Who directed the 1990 film Jurassic Park? James.
Steven Spielberg.
That is 1 point, yes. Very good.
Can you just hear bruh? All right, Casey, go ahead.
All right. Let's see.
Come on, Casey.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Casey, no.
What is the name of Eddie Murphy's character in the Beverly Hills Cop film series?
Is it Matt?
No.
Something crazy.
Matt.
Bob or something?
Eddie Murphy.
Wrong.
It's safe to say, I don't know, I'm not even going to try. What is the answer?
What's his name?
Axel Foley.
Axel Foley.
What was the other question on that one?
The other question was, in speed, what speed must the bus be kept above?
What, 65?
50 miles per hour.
Dang. How about if no one gets the first question? There are two questions on each card. If no one gets the first question, we should do the other one.
Yeah, ask
the
other
one. All right, okay. Hallie.
New rule. Give me.
Grabby, Hallie.
You guys, I'm pretty sure you guys will know both of these.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to do the harder one. Okay. Damn. Iceman, Goose, and Viper are all characters from which film?
Top Gun.
That is 1 point.
Oh, damn my gosh. Charlie smoked us. I've never seen Top Gun.
I'm on fire. The new trailer looks so sick. It looks so good.
For Maverick?
It looks amazing. All of the fighter pilot stuff where you see Tom Cruise in the plane is actually done by him. He actually learned how to fly a fighter jet.
That's crazy.
And I think we he actually him. Did that in the original one as well.
Yeah.
He's just insane. I love him.
All right, I'm going to go for it. Our next question is, I don't know if you guys are going to know either of these. Which actor stars alongside Will Smith in the Bad Boys film series? Casey?
Oh, my.
I know his name.
Wait. No, it's not. Martin Lawrence.
That is correct.
Yes!
Why didn't you give it to me, James?
I was like, it's not Casey, Lawrence Fishburne.
Casey buzzed it in, man. Yes! Charlie, go ahead. It is your turn for the big movie quiz.
That's going to be so loud. I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's all good.
Okay. In what film did Keanu Reeves play a federal agent called Johnny Utah?
It's not John Wick. Yes.
Was it Point Break?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Casey's killing it. This should be like whenever we, if we ever have a guest on the show, we'll have him play big movie quiz. Casey, yeah. Go ahead. Okay. It's your turn.
This is our game.
All right. Which character was played by Sylvester Stallone in 1995 and Carl Urban in 2012?
And, I'm really tempted to say Rocky.
It's not.
It's
Rocky.
Rambo.
No.
Who?
Judge Dredd.
Oh.
I've never seen the Judge Dredd.
Oh, and
okay, what's the second one? Second question.
What is Tony Stark's superhero alter ego?
Can you just give
my
me
my bra's not okay, going.
Can you just wait. Give me it? Say the question like his Callie superhero.
What is Tony Stark's superhero alter ego?
Oh. I don't even know that one.
What?
Tony oh, Stark. Iron Man. No, that's what I was going to answer. No, that's what I was going to answer. No, you gave me that card.
You said,
alter
I don't
ego?
Know.
You said, I don't know.
I buzzed it first.
Alter ego. I knew it was. Oh
what do you think
God.
An alter ego is?
I was going to answer Tony Stark. I was like, I know this one.
It's your turn.
It.
Take the answer.
I'm mad.
Ask
you
the
know,
question,
guys,
Howie.
I'm discriminated against in this podcast. I feel like.
I'm. This is.
No.
Go ahead.
No,
go
fine,
ahead, Hallie. Ask the questions.
I would have known this.
She's angry.
I. Oh my gosh. All right.
Press.
No. Oh my gosh.
Go ahead, Hal.
I'm not going to ask you that one. Because I know Charlie would know this because I've done so much research on this film. Okay.
Tron.
No. I'm doing the other question.
Oh, we hurt Hallie's feelings.
Memphis and Sway are both characters in which 2000 film?
Memphis and Sway.
2000s?
Yeah. Thinking...
Cocktail.
No.
What? What is Cocktail?
Charlie. It's a Tom Cruise movie where the sole point of the movie is he learns how to make cocktails.
That's great.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Can you guys guess what the first question was?
No, ask it.
It was something about Tron.
No.
Ask it.
Cool. La La Land?
Just ask the question.
Which 1982 film was loosely based on the novel Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep?
Brad Runner.
Yeah.
I brud. God
damn.
I
pressed bruh.
I'm giving it to James.
What?
You my Tony Stark.
You suck, Charlie.
This game is rigged.
Oh, really?
If I
corruption,
lose, it's because of this.
Corruption runs deep in big movie quiz.
Dang. This is the end of the podcast. This is our final episode.
This is our breakup.
Alfred wants to play.
That's not
Alfred
the answer,
agrees.
Alfred.
In which film... Oh, sorry. Which film in the James Bond series did Daniel Craig first star in? Go ahead.
Casino Royale?
That is correct, Mrs. Clark. I don't know why I said Mrs. You're not married. Perfect. Excellently.
I'm not married.
You hear that? Casey's looking for a man. It could be you, ooh, lucky listener.
James will get the second one for sure, I feel like, so I'll go for the first one.
Rude.
What was the name of Charlize Theron's character in Mad Max Fury Road?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
I'll give you a hint. A hint of her name is in the title, Mad Max Fury Road.
Furiosa.
Furiosa. Correct!
Dang it!
I didn't bruh. I'm sorry for not bruhing. Casey?
Oh, it's my turn.
Casey's
okay.
Going ham.
Casey's popping off.
Dang it.
This episode is sponsored by T-Pumps, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, which film was released first? Too Fast, Too Furious or Fast and Furious?
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yes, sir.
All right, give
he
me a,
pushed
give
it
me.
First.
I bred first.
Sure you did. Sure you did.
Give me a card.
I have to do
who does my only moment to shine.
Charlie's going to kill me. I'm never coming back to his house. I'm going to be beneath the floorboards.
Mm-hmm. Okay, both Someone in here should get this one. Which film follows a group of high school students who call themselves Wolverines fighting off a Soviet Union invasion?
Oh, it's not Hunt for Red October. Red Dawn?
Yeah.
Dang it, I was gonna say that. It's the one with the Hemsworth brothers.
In
the movie.
Oh.
And they had, it was like one of the first ones that they had done together. Liam
the Hunt
and
for Red October. Except not.
Except not. Except with communists.
What does Nicolas Cage's characters try to steal in the movie National Treasure?
Oh. I think I heard Hallie's.
Declaration of Independence.
That is correct.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jeez. All right.
All of you are on my hit list now.
All right, Charlie, go ahead.
That's
your turn.
Okay, you guys won't get the second one. In the Matrix, you will get this one. In the Matrix, which color pill does Neo take?
It's
yes.
Hmm?
Hallie.
You.
I don't know if I know the answer. The red pill, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had it in my subconscious.
Absolutely.
I know.
Based.
I was like, it's the red one.
Based.
It's not the
based as based and red pilled entirely. Miss Clark.
Oh, you gotta write this down.
Whoa!
I'm sorry.
Gosh darn it.
I'm sorry.
Gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it.
Thank you.
Which British actor plays Caliban in the 2017 movie Logan?
Caliban? Oh. Stephen Merchant.
Yes, sir.
Whoa. Boy.
I had to remember who Caliban was, and then I had to remember who Stephen Merchant was.
All right, Hallie.
Mm.
Your turn to ask the big movie questions.
Oh my goodness. Okay. In what year was Star Wars A New Hope released?
1977.
There you go.
I knew that.
Oh, that's not good for audio.
Good, but not good enough. I don't know what to say, man.
I despise you, James.
In Scott Pilgrim versus the World, how many evil exes did Scott have to defeat? Casey?
Seven.
Yes!
One question I actually knew.
Oh my god.
I love that movie so much.
I should just go ham.
Catch a potential video essay on Scott Pilgrim sometime.
Yes.
Maybe. I don't
do
know.
Do it. Do it, James.
Okay.
Do it.
Do it. Do it.
Screw it.
We're probably going to have to go through both of these. In 300, the Persian army is led by which character?
King Leonidas. I don't know.
Imagine that's right.
Okay, well, you guys got to buzz in if you're going to give an answer.
Persian
army, not the
Romans. It's the one it's the guy with all the piercings. And
I'll give you a hint. The beginning of his name starts with an unconventional letter.
A Q?
How is that helpful?
I don't know. I got no idea, man.
Okay, we're giving up. We're
giving up.
Yeah. King Xerxes.
With an X?
X.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. This one, he's a very famous actor. Which actor starred his face in the 2010 film The A-Team?
I don't know.
Secondary question that I'm making up, because you guys don't know that. He was the male lead in A Star Was Born. Or Star Is Born.
Bradley Cooper?
Yes. For
wow.
Nice.
All right. Miss Clark.
This is so formal.
I know.
I'm your host tonight. My name is Steve Harvey.
Oh. We gotta...
What country is the 2008 film Rambo set in?
America?
Wrong.
It's
buzz in if you know it.
Philadelphia.
Is it Vietnam?
No, but you're very close.
Hallie, guess Cambodia.
Cambodia.
No.
Oh, what is it?
It's Burma.
Oh.
I was never going to get that.
Yeah, I would never have guessed
Burma.
The most popular of the Middle East.
My favorite country.
All right, Southeastern. Second question. What is the full name of the second film in the Kingsman series?
Kingsman the Golden Circle?
Yeah.
Oh, I knew. That was
yeah,
get
baby.
That one, Charlie.
Oh, is that
I've never seen a Kingsman movie
I was
in my
about
life.
To.
That's when they put someone through a meat grinder.
Yeah, whoa.
Well, they put Pedro Pascal through a meat grinder. That's
in,
the Mandalorian.
They put a guy's head in a vice grip in a casino. And they like, and they
When they put, who did they put in like Tree Shredder?
Oh,
in Fargo.
No, in
the Irishman.
In Irishman.
Oh, in the Irishman.
They put a guy in the Tree Shredder.
Oh, that's right. The competitor to Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who Sally killed, right?
Yeah. Some guy.
All right. Anyways, Hallie.
James. Huh? I'm looking at you to get this one right.
All right.
Which 1960 Western starred Steve McQueen, Charles Bronson, and Yul Brynner?
Is it Magnificent Seven?
It is indeed.
Yeah, maybe. Wow. I watched High Noon the other day, and that movie's interesting because it's one of the first movies to be shot in real time. So the runtime of the movie's like an hour and 20 minutes, and that's the duration of the events of the movie.
Oh, it, I see.
What is that?
That's disturbing.
Hallie pressed the wrong button.
No, that was disturbing. A sound outside. I don't know what that was.
Who was that?
It was, who was that?
Oh, Alfred. Yeah, but like the movie starts at like 11 a.m. and ends like at 12:30. But it's really crazy.
That's cool.
And there's like, so there's no time for anything except for move the plot. But it's so good. And it's only an hour and 20 minutes.
It's pretty good.
Anyways.
That was disgusting.
It's okay. What is the name of Bruce Lee's character in Enter the Dragon?
I don't know.
Bruce Lee?
You're close.
Timothy Lee.
No, it's a one-word answer.
Dragon.
No.
Lee?
That is correct.
What?
What is this?
This is such...
We're gonna not. Hey, we're gonna not hit the table.
I'm so sorry.
No, your audio mixing's done.
Yeah, my days as an audio engineer have already ended.
Oh, God. What? Okay, this one. Like, if you guys don't get this, you're screwed.
All right.
Which superhero film features the characters Big Daddy and Red Mist?
Kick-Ass.
Yes.
You. I love Kick-Ass.
I hate you. How do you know these random things?
Kick-Ass. I don't know. I take after my father, the king of random useless trivia.
Random useless trivia.
Love you.
Like
I love you, Dad.
Oh yeah.
I never saw the second. I haven't. So I haven't seen the Kick-Ass movie, but I know a lot about it.
Oh, okay. The second one, it's rough. The first one.
I mean, the first one's rough.
Right, but the second one's.
Anyways, question, Miss Clark.
Yes. What profession is Jamie Foxx's character in Collateral?
I've never seen the movie. That's the question you thought we had a better chance of getting?
No.
Oh.
Hitman.
No. He's driving around like a hit. No, he's not a hitman. I don't know. He's a psychopath, actually.
I don't know. I don't think anyone knows.
Wait, what's the question?
What profession is Jamie Foxx's character in Collateral?
I'm going to guess and say a getaway driver.
You're really close.
Baby Driver now.
No.
From context clues that Casey
deliver
said.
Deliver driver.
No. One
a
guess.
Driver. No, a person who drives a vehicle.
A cab driver.
I literally, in my brain, I was like, well, it's not a taxi driver.
Okay, what's the other one?
All right, James, this one's for you. Which film in the Indiana Jones series stars Sean Connery?
The Last Crusade.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, Fast Fire.
Is Sean Connery
the dad?
Yeah.
Isn't he in a bunch of them?
No, just Last Crusade.
Really?
I think he might. Is he in Crystal Skull?
Oh.
But he's like prominent in Last Crusade.
Yeah, he's very because that's when they had like the three.
Did any of y'all play the Indiana Jones Lego games?
Absolutely.
Those absolutely slapped.
There's a new Lego Star Wars game coming out that I'm so excited for.
Oh.
I'm ready.
I played the Lego Batman.
Oh, it hit. Also hit.
That
also
hit.
Also super hit.
I got stuck, like, right before you were going to meet Croc.
Oh, I 100%.
That's the first level's, like, Clayface in that one.
Whoa!
All right. Whose turn is it to ask a question?
It's mine.
Hallie.
I already have her.
Wow, excuse me.
All right. Which movie franchise centers on the character Ethan Hunt?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea.
Mission Impossible?
Yes!
Whoa, Casey's good.
Wow, you're insane.
Dang.
She's doing a little victory dance.
Hallie, we need to step it up.
I got two cards. Yeah. I'm losing.
I have three cards.
Gosh, look at James's fat stack.
I don't know.
That is a fat stack.
I wouldn't know the answer to either of these. In the movie Braveheart, which king of England was William Wallace revolting against?
Come
on, AP Euro.
Do we know
James?
This one?
No, I'm sorry.
English?
Henry?
No, I'm sorry. It's not a Henry.
We're just going through all the kings.
It's English?
It's English. It's English. King of England.
I have another guess.
Buzz it.
Edward.
Edward the what?
Oh, dang. Gotcha.
Edward the terrible. Edward.
Edward, I'm looking for a Roman numeral.
Screw you. No, I'm looking I need a card.
No, I'm looking for a number.
One.
Yes.
Edward, oh.
Edward the first.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I would know the face-off question.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that you would know that.
Oh, this movie absolutely slaps. And if you get this, you actually get all of my cards. I will give you all of my cards.
No,
oh,
no.
Yeah, I'm being serious. No, I'm being
all
serious.
All three of them?
All four.
James. All four?
Sorry, sir.
Give it to us, Charlie.
Sick what bird. Is the name of the fictional Egyptian city that is the setting for the 1990 film, The Mummy?
Oh. I've watched this. Oh, my gosh. What is it?
It's one of my favorite movies.
It starts with an M. Doesn't it? Doesn't start with an M.
There's not an M in it.
It's like a long name.
What's the first letter?
H.
Well, no hints because this is a he's off he's wagering yeah. a lot on
H?
This.
H.
One.
Hydroxia.
James, you should have guessed it was Hamunaptra.
No, I was close.
Okay, this one, I feel like James would know this.
Dang it.
Which 1990 form...
My button. Okay, there
His
we go.
Button.
I'm ready.
Which 1994 action film featured Natalie Portman in her film debut?
Taxi Driver?
No.
Oh, wait, no, that's not Natalie
Ooh,
Portman.
Super wrong, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I do not know.
Wait, say the question again.
Which 1994 action film featured Natalie Portman in her film debut? It's her first movie. She appears as a child in it.
Oh my gosh. I know this movie. Ooh, wait.
Click it in.
Buzz it in.
Buzz it in.
My buzzer's not working.
Okay.
Wait.
Buzz. Just say buzz.
I don't know the name of the movie, though.
Is it something to do with glass?
I know the character. No. She's with a hitman, and oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, that's the plot of the movie.
It's gonna come to me. What is it?
Buzz in. Buzz in before Hallie gets it.
No, because I don't.
But
I can see.
It's an A. No. What is
because
it?
Because I can see like the
oh
screen cap when she's a child and
yes,
he's
I 10, see it.
And they're in 9, the hallway.
Is it, 8.
Is it the
7? 6. I'll give you two. So there's two names for it. One of them is slightly longer. Both of them include the same phrase. You can't look it up.
I'm not.
Okay.
My phone just...
5.
Wait.
4.
Oh, this is so disappointing. I know
3.
This.
I couldn't even.
I'm going to be so
2,
mad.
Dang it.
What is it?
1. Leon the Professional.
God. No!
So what do we do with this card? I get the card.
No. There's a discard pile.
No.
Screw you.
All right.
He is
Casey,
upset.
Take it away.
All right. Which film series features the characters Riggs and Murtaugh?
Is it a popular film series?
Yes.
Lethal Weapon?
Yes!
Whoa!
Yo, you're powerful, dude.
I'm literally insane.
I'm scared. My math teacher just posted a Google Classroom message saying, hi, everyone, ... So we're going to see what that is later.
Wait, who's your math teacher?
That'd be Miss Quee.
Ooh.
For everyone
yikes.
Who is not from our school, she is scary.
No, she's
terrifying. A sweetheart.
She's great. All right, whose turn is it?
Halle's.
Halech?
Halech. Darn. Okay. Which one? Okay.
I don't know, you tell me.
Which Will Smith movie had the tagline, we've always believed we weren't alone? On July 4th.
No!
Oh. Wish we were.
Wait.
Well, buzz it in. Someone buzz it in.
No, wait!
No, Casey's first.
Okay,
Casey's
I get
wait.
Second.
No,
wait
sorry.
Until, please wait until the orator has finished the question before
I'm sorry.
Buzzing.
Wait.
But you got
just
it,
the last lot. Can you just
on July
the...
4th, we'll wish we were. We
Independence
always...
Day.
Yes.
Okay,
you gave her
we
too
go.
Much time. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is rigged.
I'm sorry.
Super rigged.
I had it.
Super
I was
going to
say
rigged.
Men in Black, but I was like, wait.
On July 4th.
July 4th.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Working.
Okay.
It wasn't working.
What is the name of Mila Jovovich's character in The Fifth Element?
Lilu.
That is correct.
Dang.
What?
You?
I saw the scene of them, like, of when Lilu first wakes up when I was, like, young, and it scared me so bad.
You know, we love that. Incubated.
My bra's not sounding. Hold on.
Okay, one of these is super easy.
Okay.
And I will go with the harder one first.
All right, that's
wait,
fine.
Wait, where's my bra?
Get your bra.
Just say bra.
But yeah, just say bra.
Bra.
I'll do the dun dun.
Okay, yeah, just say bra if it's not working.
Okay.
Which film in the Rocky series?
Oh no.
Each one of you only gets one guess. No. Which film in the Rocky series stars Mr. T as Clubber? Clubber Lang.
Oh my god. Wait. So there's five of them.
Ooh, you guys have a good chance of guessing the right
Rocky
one.
Rocky 4. Oh, wait.
You have to say bruh.
Bruh. Rocky 4.
Bruh, you're wrong.
Bruh.
Dun dun, Rocky 3.
Correct.
Why are my. Did our buzzer site, like, go down?
I don't know. Maybe.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's still down.
Y'all just get some frickin' laptops and.
We're just holding laptops.
It would be Casey's turn next.
Oh, it is my turn.
Cassie, yes.
Oh, shoot. Hold on to me.
Oh. Bruh. Oh, heck yeah. All right.
Bruh is back. All right,
Casey,
which
give it to us.
Was the name of Lucy Liu's character in Kill Bill Volume 1?
Oren Ishii?
Yes, sir.
Holy wow. Jesus. What?
What was her snake name? It was like Cotton Head or something.
Why would you know that? Why would you know that?
Kill Bill slaps.
I have never seen Kill Bill.
Oh, thank
Miss
you.
Phillips?
Thank you.
Oren Ishii.
Oren Ishii?
Ooh. I don't know which one you guys will get. We'll just go with the first one. What is the name of the Chinese consul's kidnapped daughter in Rush Hour?
No.
God, I have no idea.
So young. That was the answer.
She's just very young?
Yeah, so
young.
So young.
So naive.
Okay, question two. Oh, I should have done this one first. Okay. What are the names of the two films directed by Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino as a part of the Grindhouse Double Bill?
It's like... Why am I not, Death Proof is one of them.
Yes.
And the other one is...
How?
I have this sitting on my entertainment center at home.
Oh, isn't the... It's the
buzz in.
It's Death Proof and... I do not know the second one.
Dawn to Dusk?
No.
Wow. Okay, do I get half a point?
No.
No, you can't
what's
have
the,
half
what's
a call.
The other one?
Planet Terror.
What? Oh, you're right.
It's not relating to...
He got Death Proof.
No,
but he
didn't
get the other one.
It's okay.
He doesn't need it. Look at his fat stat.
I can be humble.
That's
unlike
true.
You.
Yeah, unlike you guys, I can be humble.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, which actress starred as Lara Croft in the 2018 remake of Tomb Raider?
Oh, not Angelina Jolie.
No, sir. Go ahead.
Mila Jovovich.
No.
I just needed to get that out there. I forgot her name.
Okay, we're going to try the other question.
What's the answer?
Well, Alicia Vikander.
Oh, Alicia Vikander.
Of course. How could it? Yeah, my bad.
Alicia.
Alicia. I don't know what I was thinking.
Alicia.
What is the full name of the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
Pirates of the Caribbean: Curse of the
Pirates of the Caribbean.
No, I didn't. Let her finish.
Curse of the Black Pearl.
Correct.
Yes. I have these before she does.
So yeah, but you didn't buzz.
You didn't buzz.
Yeah, but she paused.
Well, she was thinking.
She should have thought of the answer before she buzzed.
Leave me alone.
You're rude.
You're being aggressive.
I don't know the second one. In what film would you find the character Tyler Durden?
Do you know?
Casey.
Fight Club.
Yeah.
Yes!
Did you accidentally press that?
Yes, but I... Well...
I like the part where he kisses the guy's hand and then, like, pours lye on it. And it starts burning. It's pretty intense.
What?
Yeah, he, like, kisses the guy's hand, and then the guy's like, what is this? And then he's like, a chemical burn, and he pours lye on the... Because, like, the lye reacts with the saliva, and it, like, burns his hand.
Gross.
It's nuts.
Also, Fight Club is... One of, like, three movies you can see Jared Leto just get beat up.
You can really, see him really get bad. Beat up verbally if you look at any video on Suicide Squad.
Yikes.
Oh, that is true.
Okay, my bra's still working.
All right.
You good?
Yeah. Kiss from a Rose by Seal was the theme song of which film?
I don't know.
I
feel like I should know this.
I only know one film that Seal has ever been in. Pop Star Never Stop Never Stopping.
What?
That's not correct. That's not
correct. Okay. That was the Lonely Island film. I love Lonely Island.
Oh, that makes sense, Hallie.
Oh, no.
Batman Forever.
No way.
Oh, what?
Now, this one's an easy one.
Was Poison Ivy the villain or something? Because that makes sense. Kiss from a Rose.
Yeah. That was the one with Poison Ivy.
Okay, so it works.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger
as Mr. Freeze. Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for this one?
Sure.
Hot buzzers. Which movie franchise sees Keanu Reeves play computer hacker Neo?
The Matrix.
Yeah.
I always think of John Wick when I feel like I can tell my brain that it's not John Wick.
It's not John Wick.
Man,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So
which
sad.
One?
Oh no.
Which one should I do? Okay. Which film stars Bruce Willis, Helen Mirren, and Morgan Freeman as former Black Op agents?
It's not Die Hard.
It's not,
jeez.
I'm sorry, guys.
Someone's
popular.
Someone's popular.
I don't know.
Yeah, what movie is it?
What movie is it?
Red.
Red?
Red.
Wait, that's it? That's just the...
Go ahead and ask the next question.
I've never...
All right, which city, U.S. city, is the location for RoboCop?
That had to have
He got it first.
Yeah,
he
got it.
Is it Detroit, Michigan?
Yes, it is.
It is Detroit, Michigan. Mm-hmm. Ugh. Land of my father.
Land of my mother.
Land of the wedding and Irishman.
Michigan State or U of M?
Michigan State.
Oh, we can't be friends anymore.
I'm sorry.
Cut his mic off.
Okay, my turn. Yeah, muted. Charlie?
Yeah?
No, we're going to start with the other one.
Screw you.
No.
Which city does Liam Neeson's character travel to in Taken?
Oh.
Does he travel to like a whole bunch? Oh, Paris.
Yeah, the other one was a Fast and Furious question, so.
I would not know the year that the first Fast
really?
And Furious
Well, you're Furious Mr.
Films.
Fast and Furious
it was
over
like
here, so. 2001.
Oh, dang it. You're right. You're completely right, because the fashion in that.
Okay, that second one's easy. First one. If you guys don't get this right, I'll be a little sad.
I
probably wouldn't get it right, but he's great. Will Smith plays Agent J in Men in Black. Who plays Agent K, his partner? Just buzz.
Dun-dun. Tommy Lee Jones.
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I was going to say Tommy Lee Curtis, but that's...
Tommy Lee Curtis.
That's not.
All
that's
right.
A mixture.
Casey, take it away.
All right. And we're almost...
Yeah, what's the timer at?
We're at 33 minutes. We could, we have another category. We could do two episodes of this.
Oh my gosh. Instead of another Oscar prediction. Oh.
Let's do two episodes of this.
Yeah, I'm
I
down.
Like it.
Which 1991 film features the line, Hasta la vista, baby?
Who are you giving it to? Charlie or I?
You bumped in first.
Okay, sure. that's the Terminator 2.
Not happy.
Right? The
full title.
Oh gosh, Terminator 2. Something like Rise of the Terminator or something. I don't know. It's the second Terminator movie, though.
Yeah.
I can guess. Here, wait. If I can guess the subtitle.
Yeah.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
You win. Oh, I feel so robbed.
Oh my gosh, that was Hallie.
So sad.
Yes, I've got zero cards.
What?
Wait, yep.
No, she is. Yeah.
I have like
it's
four.
Still not working.
Oh no, I have.
Make sure your phone's not on Do Not Disturb.
Oh, it shouldn't. Yeah, mine's not.
Right,
okay. Try the little flip.
This first one's easy. So I'm going to see if any of you can get the second one first.
Okay.
In which 2003 action film is there a supernatural war between vampires and Lycans?
It's not Twilight.
Is it like... does it have the word mortal in it?
Oh, wait. Lycans are like werewolves, right?
I think. It's capitalized.
Lycans?
City of Bones?
No.
Wait, lichen. Lichen is like moss.
No.
Well, lichen, L-I-C-H.
Like a lichen.
Can you spell lichen?
L-Y...
Yeah, okay, werewolves, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Lycanthrope.
Twilight.
No.
I don't know.
This first one's really easy.
So. Okay, well, what's the other
one? What's the other one?
You guys, no one...
Yeah, what's the answer?
Underworld.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Yep.
That sounds like a B-list movie.
It is.
All right, guys. Get ready with your buzzers. Right, get ready. This is buzzers. This is very easy. Very, very easy.
No, wait.
Everyone get their buzzers ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
It's Casey, are you ready?
Okay, yes.
Which superhero film is set in the fictional nation of Wakanda?
I totally got it. Black Panther.
Yes.
Ant-Man.
How is it?
Wrong. It's Avengers Infinity War.
I mean, technically.
I mean.
Oops, I almost pulled from my victory pile. Which film, another Bourne question. Which film was released first? The Bourne Supremacy or the Bourne Ultimatum?
The Bourne Ultimatum?
Wrong.
The Bourne Supremacy. The Bourne Supremacy.
We've been a knot, so... Oh, no, I'm talking about, you only had one other option. Which U.S. city is The Departed set in?
No, never mind.
No guess?
I retract mine.
Should I just, is it in America?
Yes.
No, it said which U.S. city.
Yeah. Oh.
The one in America.
I don't know, New York?
That is not correct, but you didn't buzz it in.
Chicago?
No.
All right, that's fine.
Los Angeles.
No, it is Boston, Massachusetts, and that card is going in the discard pile.
Oh, I've seen The Departed. Oh my God, why did I think it was the one with the new lady with the Awkwafina? What's the one with Awkwafina?
Ocean's Inn.
What?
No,
what?
The new one that came like out this year with Awkwafina. No, the actress. What?
There's an actress named Awkwafina. I think of Awkwafina, and I think of like the crappy water from Sprite.
from
McDonald's.
Yeah, she's the funny one from Crazy Rich Asians. I don't know.
I don't know. Ask the question, man.
All right. Oh, I mean, this one's just on topic, so I'll ask it. In what 2011 film does Saoirse Ronan play a 16-year-old assassin? Yeah.
Hannah?
How do you know that?
Wait,
what?
Is your buzzer not working?
I was texting my father.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah,
sure.
Okay,
sure.
Casey, ask the next question. It's your turn. Time's running out. My bruh is ready.
Okay. Why did I even...
Nice job.
That was Casey's phone colliding with the table.
Conclusion, I'm a dumb.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Oh, yes. Okay. I'm going to start with the harder one because the second one's way too easy.
As you do.
What was the name of the spaceship in Alien?
I don't know. I forgot. I don't know why I bro'd. I take back my bro.
The Nostromo?
It is the
Nostromo.
I was going to say Nostradamus, and then I was like, that's the vampire.
Let's go.
I needed to get that one because my friend and I are really into Alien.
I've only seen the first one.
So good. Second one's,
I like it. The second one you guys are going to get, so I'll go the first one.
Fair.
What character did Dan Aykroyd play in the Blues Brothers?
Brother Blue number one.
One of the Blues Brothers.
Technically speaking, yes.
That's not the answer. Sorry, Casey.
I don't know his name. What's his name?
Elwood.
Oh.
All right. Next question.
All right.
Hot buzzers.
The boys are going to be quick on this one. So, Casey, come through. What actor starred as the titular character in Hellboy?
Which Hellboy?
It just says Hellboy.
Ron Perlman.
David Harbour.
Rob Perlman.
They both played Hellboy. That's so unfair.
Can we say...
David Harbour.
Ron Perlman.
Which Hellboy?
The Hellboy.
Which 2004 film featured Denzel Washington and Dakota Fanning?
50 Shades of Grey. No.
What?
That was like 2015.
No, that's Dakota Johnson.
Yeah.
Because the other question's some real low-hanging fruit.
Wait. It's the one.
Buzz it if you know it.
Equalizer?
Wrong.
Damn.
Oh, we're gonna move on to the other question.
What was the answer?
Man on Fire.
Oh.
Who directed The Dark Knight?
Oh, come on.
That's Charlie.
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, I was worried you were gonna...
I was worried, Charlie. I was like, even
thought you were gonna
that.
Mess that
I always
up.
Confuse Christopher Nolan, like, in my mind before I say it with Michael Bay for whatever reason. Well, I don't
yeah,
know why.
Why did I do the exact same thing?
Give me un cardo. Si.
Dame.
Dame. See if you would win in a Spanish four.
I don't want to do the second one because James is, he's the only one that's going to know it.
Shut up.
What is the title of the first of the Rambo movies starring Sylvester Stallone?
First Blood.
Yes. James, I will give you two cards if you get the second one.
Or it'll just be 2 points.
It'll just count as two. No.
What?
No, I just
that
want to
doesn't
see if you
make
know
sense.
It. Yeah, song by The Doors plays during the opening credits of Apocalypse Now. He had his hand on the buzzer real quick.
By The Doors?
By The Doors.
Plays during the opening of Apocalypse Now?
Yeah.
I do not know.
The end. I mean, you still get the card, but you know.
Oh, yeah. I was scared. I was like, oh, no, I lost it.
Oh. Which actor starred alongside Mel Gibson in The Lethal...
The Lethalizer.
Yes, in the Lethal Weapon franchise.
I don't know his name. Oh, wait. Don Glover? Donald Glover.
No.
Childish.
No,
that childish.
Really
close. Wait.
It's not Donald Glover?
Sorry, we were looking for
what
Childish
are we talking
Gambino.
About? Is his last name Glover?
Yes. It's his father.
Ronald Glover.
Timothy Glover.
Does his first name start with a D?
Glover.
Yes.
Damien Glover.
Derek.
Don.
Derek. No. David.
Darian.
All right, we've lost. We've
Danny,
lost that question.
Danny Glover.
Oh, come on!
You were so All right. This is going to be really easy for everyone.
Oh, okay. Casey, give
me Are you ready?
I need
yes,
this.
Yes, I'm ready.
Who plays the bride in Kill Bill?
That'd be Uma Thurman.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm so mad at myself. I'm so...
The Oren Ishii was another Kill Bill question.
Mm-hmm.
I just know my Kill Bill.
All right. Oh, okay. What 1989 action film stars Patrick Swayze as a cooler?
As a cooler?
I don't know.
Cooler. Ghost.
No.
No, that's sexy ceramic sign.
Same thing. I've never seen a Patrick Swayze movie.
Other question?
Dirty Dancing?
No, never seen
no
it.
What
else?
Was it?
Roadhouse.
Really?
Roadhouse?
Oh, I don't think
Why?
Any of you will get this
oh,
one.
No.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Which 2008 film by the Coen brothers won the Academy Award for Best Picture?
Was it No Country for Old Men?
Yeah.
Ooh, love that. I love that
James.
Movie.
Oh, he was going to do something on it. Oh, wait,
nope,
no, you're
no.
going to do a video essay on Mice of...
Children of Men.
Yeah, that one.
I thought about it.
Of Mice of Men.
I thought about it.
Lenny.
Lenny.
Tell me about the rabbits, George.
Cool.
In what year was Minority Report released?
I don't know. Skip it.
No, I know.
It was 2002. And what is the name of the third film in the Die Hard series?
Oh, that's you.
A Good Day to Die Hard.
That is not correct.
Is it... Wait. Is it Die Hard...
Die Hard to Live Hard.
Is it like Live Another Day or something?
It is not.
Dang it. What?
Hallie?
It is Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Oh, with a vengeance!
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
For Charlie, the last card.
Oh my gosh, Charlie, come on. Let it be an easy one.
Please.
Ooh. What were Drew Barrymore, Lucy Liu, and Cameron Diaz collectively known as?
The Charlie's Angels.
Correct!
Oh my gosh.
Yay.
No.
All right.
Count your cards, fellas.
Hey. I've already counted mine.
round one of big movie quiz is over.
I have my total.
You know, it's been. How's your day been, everyone?
I've had a good day.
It's been a good day, right?
I've had a great day.
All right, let's all go around and say our totals. Hallie?
A number less than 10.
Casey?
14.
Charlie?
13.
Let me make sure I counted this right.
Oh. Let me just shuffle
14.
Mine. Make it sound
Casey,
like
it's
I have
a
lot
tie.
Of points.
I missed on a tie by one point.
Casey,
if
Casey
I knew
and I...
who Danny Glover was!
Casey and I tied for first
no,
place.
The fact that you said Donald
All right. Like, well, that ends round one.
I know there's an actor named Donald Glover that's not Childish Gambino.
Oh, that's sad. And that brings us to the end of round one of the big movie quiz. We hope you enjoyed our first Socratic game show. We're going to come at you real soon with round two of the big movie quiz. We're going to bust open. This was action movies. Next, we are busting open comedy classics. Yeah. We'll see you guys next time. Hot takes, hot movies, hot people. Socratic Cinema.
Adios.